Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Four candidates for the Virginia State Senate have raised more than $1 million this campaign cycle. From the Richmond suburbs to Northern Virginia, big money campaign finance reports are an indication of how high the stakes are for Republicans who want to preserve their majority and for Democrats who want to seize power. Quentin Kidd, a Christopher Newport University, says it wasn't all that long ago that $1 million campaign finance report would have turned heads.
I can remember a time, literally not two or three or four election cycles ago, where the first Senate candidate raised $1 million and spent $1 million, and it was, phenomenal and big news.
Republican incumbent Senator Glenn Sturdivant raised the most money, an indication that Republicans are on the defensive. The next highest fundraisers are two Democrats, one trying to unseat Sturdivant and the other trying to flip a red seat blue in an open district in Northern Virginia. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says the money is an indication of what's at stake.
These narrow Republican majorities have convinced both parties that it's time to pull out all the stops, raise every dollar you possibly can, to compete, because this could be a pivotal moment in Virginia.
The Democrats only need to flip two seats to take the majority in the state Senate. That means both sides will be narrowly focused on a handful of hotly contested Senate seats in the Richmond suburbs and in Northern Virginia that could determine the balance of power next year. I'm Michael Pope.